On September 8, 1988, Hurricane Gilbert developed from a tropical wave east of Barbados. Steadily intensifying, Gilbert wreaked havoc throughout the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico for 9 whole days, making landfall in several countries and causing extreme damage. For the small island state of Jamaica, impacts from the hurricane were devastating in many ways, most notably in regards to the coral reefs. Significant destruction to the ecologically important corals along Jamaica's coastline occurred, serving as an unexpected awakening to individuals and communities who rely heavily on the coral reef ecosystems to cultivate their livelihoods. Climate change is manifesting in many ways in coastal Jamaica. Apart from more intense and frequent storm events, as demonstrated by Hurricane Gilbert, coral bleaching, ocean acidification, increasing ocean temperatures, and sea level rise are quite common.
The sea levels have increased, right? Now the waves are much bigger than what they used to be.
In addition, declines in marine biodiversity, overfishing, and irresponsible resource management are compounding with climatic changes to place severe stress on the local marine ecosystems. This now begs the question, is this fundamentally broken ecosystem enough? Does it provide an ecological base that is resilient to change and able to support the local population and the resource demands? Stemming from the impacts climate change is exerting on Jamaica's marine environment, significant changes have been seen in the fishing industry, including a noticeable decline in the biodiversity and population of the fish stocks, as well as a subsequent reduction in the catch made by local fishermen.
You would see fires, roasting fires for roasted fish, all along the beach. People would just eat the turbot like it was going on, and you'd come, they couldn't eat off all of them because they just didn't sell them. But when the fish stock begin to go down, then of course you now begin to find people selling them because the target fish is getting less. So the fish that you didn't use to sell, the turbot, the angel fish, the doctor fish and surgeons, we didn't use to sell them. We used to just give them away, but now they are being sold.
This reduction in fish stock leads to several negative implications for the social and economic well-being of the coastal communities that rely heavily on fisheries-based income, and it has driven local fishermen to increasingly extreme measures to catch the limited fish that are left, including compressor diving and venturing very far offshore to remote areas. There is, however, significant work being undertaken in Jamaica to increase community resiliency and provide means through which to better adapt to the inevitable change taking place in our world. Fish sanctuaries are a good example of this community-based adaptation work, as they provide an opportunity for ecological conservation of the marine environment, as well as alternative livelihoods for community members. It is clear that working towards restoring a fully functioning and resilient ecosystem, with all of its fundamental components present and working together, should be a key goal, as illustrated here by marine biologist Andrew Ross.
In the presence of coral, baby fish will come in from the plankton and they'll get into the coral, and inside that coral thicket, they'll be safe and they'll grow and they'll come up and eventually go off and do big fish stuff. In the absence of that coral, if that coral was dead or gone or broken and it's supposed to be there, the second that little fish comes into the area, a large fish will eat him. So in the absence of that fish, as the slightly bigger fish, the snails and the worms that eat the coral become prolific and they eat all of the coral. So those two things are working together. You need to have the fish in order to have the coral, but you also need to have the coral in order to have the fish.
Only when we move away from overuse of a fundamentally broken ecosystem and invest the time and effort to restore a vibrant and resilient marine ecology in its place, will we be able to achieve a sustainable present and future. It is clear that there is much work left to be done. My name is Melissa Gerard, and thanks for tuning in to The Climate Change Reality.